Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
All right, so today we're diving into one of the most intriguing running back prospects in college football, Ollie Gordon II from Oklahoma State. Ollie Gordon stands at 6'2 and 225 pounds. Some would say that Gordon is a physical force with a skill set that screams NFL potential. So today we're going to break down why he's a name you may need to know. So in college, he played for Oklahoma State, and he had a pretty good career. Back in 2023, Ollie Gordon had a breakout season, and he rushed for over 1,700 yards on 285 carries, right? He averaged an impressive, 6.1 yards per carry, and he scored 21 touchdowns. He also added 39 catches for 330 yards. He got named Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, and he finished 7th place in Heisman voting. In terms of efficiency, his yards after contact was amongst the best in the Big 12, something you would expect for a running back at 6'2", 225. He broke a lot of tackles, and he was a really efficient goal line back. His success rate in short yardage situations was really elite, and I project Ollie Gordon to be a running back at the NFL level that scores a lot of touchdowns. They're saying that this is probably one of the deepest running back classes we have seen, maybe since 2017. Which is the same draft class as Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara and Leonard Fournette, all these different guys. I think Ollie Gordon, he's going to be a dog. If I had to give an NFL comp, I would comp him to another Gordon, but Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon. I would say Gordon probably would thrive in an outside zone scheme. Another good comp for him would be maybe like a Jordan Mason, right? Somebody who's big, broad, brolic. Can get into the end zone, great red zone back, and his vision and his patience will allow him to find those cutback lines. Ollie Gordon is a monster. He's a big dude, and his size and his physicality is going to make him a nightmare for defenders in those one-on-one situations. Now, on top of it all, he also has good hands and he can catch out of the backfield, which really helps him out for his fantasy football, right? So at the next level, he has the potential to be a three down back in a system that would ideally emphasize a zone running concept. So I just mentioned Jordan Mason, but shit, I wouldn't hate it if Ollie landed in San Francisco. I wouldn't hate it if he landed in an offense that was similar to the Dolphins, right? Where his skill set could just really shine, I guess. He's handled a heavy workload at Oklahoma State. He's going to be able to contribute in the passing game more than people are giving him credit for. And funny enough, I think his best comp, once again, is another Gordon, Melvin Gordon. So is Ollie Gordon going to be the next big thing at running back? We'll see. I don't think he has elite speed, so he's not going to break away from a lot of tackles. But he's not going to make a lot of big runs, right? Like, he's the type of dude who's going to have a lot of, 7 to 12-yard runs. He's going to truck somebody, get past the first line of defense. A DB is probably not going to tackle him. So just off of pure size alone, he's going to go ahead and pick up yards. He's going to be an elite goal line back. He's a big dude, long legged. So he's going to get those goal line touches at minimum, and he's going to make them work. So we'll see where he gets drafted. I think Ollie Gordon's going to be a pretty productive NFL running back. He's someone who I could see being taken in the NFL, maybe day three. I think maybe top of day three. I see him either going in the third round, so at the end of day two, or being, an early day three pick. But Ollie Gordon's going to be an amazing goal line back. He's going to at least start off getting those goal line touches. I think that's his floor, And that's going to prove to be productive for you and your dynasty team. So right now, Ollie Gordon's being taken at the end of second rounds. If you play in one quarterback, half PPR leagues, he's pretty much going as a late second, early third round pick. I think if you get him in the third round, that's obviously the best value because you're getting him for cheaper. But I don't mind you taking him at the end of the second. I know people aren't really big on his profile right now because, you know, not super impressive numbers at the combine, but that's not really his game, right? Like, he's just a big dude who's going to knock you over when you try to tackle him. He's going to get into the end zone and the red zone. He has short area quickness, which is going to make him a gap scheme. And ultimately, you know, I think NFL teams are smart enough to know what his skill set is. They're smart enough to know that he can catch the ball, obviously. And with all those things being said, assuming he lands in like a zone, you know, like a zone scheme type of offense, I think he could potentially thrive. He has the potential to be a three down back. You're getting great value if you take him at the end of the second round, maybe beginning of the third round of your fantasy drafts. If I have to go ahead and give this guy a draft grade, because y'all know we do draft grades, I'm going to go ahead and give him, I want to say somewhere between like a C plus, B minus. So a C plus draft graded running back was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. A B minus draft graded running back, Brian Robinson Jr. I think he's closer to Brian Robinson in terms of talent and effectiveness in fantasy. I think he'll be a pretty decent rookie, some challenges for playing time. But I think that eventually by year two, year three, he'll be, you know, useful. He'll be effective. And just off of size alone, like, even if the guy sucks, just purely off of being 6'2", 225, and being able to catch the ball a little, he's going to get red zone touches and he's going to score touchdowns. So I think his floor is higher than a lot of the running back prospects in the draft this year. Ceiling might be a little lower because, once again, I mean, he's not really fast, so he's not going to have a bunch of super, super big runs. But I think similar to like a Melvin Gordon, to a Jordan Mason, he can get a bunch of chunk yard gains. And if he gets enough of them, it could lead to a pretty productive day. Add that in with a couple touchdowns, and, you know, you potentially might be drafting a running back at the end of the second round, beginning of the third rounds, who is valuable for you for years to come.